Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Jeff Glover. He's with Keller Williams. He is a premier agent on Zillow. Last year, Jeff closed between 50 to 60 transactions just from contacts that were generated from his presence on Zillow. He averages about 4 to 5 closings a month from his Zillow premier agent status. Just, I know he's not going to toot his own horn. He's a humble guy, so I have to share this with you. He was the number one Keller Williams agent year-to-date volume and units in Michigan. He's number one Keller Williams Midwest year-to-date. Folks, he's number 5 internationally year-to-date in units and number 19 internationally in volume. Folks, give a nice, warm Zillow Academy welcome to Jeff Glover. Thanks, Jeff. Glad you're here today, man.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me. And you said year-to-date. That was 2012, so that was probably at the time when you were getting the information from me.
Okay, well, I know you aspire for even bigger, better, greater things this year, and we can talk about that in a minute, but go ahead and take a second to just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in the business, and how long you've been on Zillow as a premier agent.
Sure. I've actually been licensed for 10 years. First couple of years I spent in sales, and then I went into management, leadership training, recruiting. Did that for 3 or 4 years, and then got back into the business of real estate sales. I was always in real estate, but I was managing a real estate office. Got back into sales full time in 2008. Started with Zillow in 2009, I believe, late 2009, early 2010, and have been with them ever since.
So, how many contacts are you generating from Zillow on average, say, per month?
Well, you probably have the exact numbers because I think it's in my account somewhere, but I would say we're probably looking at 5 to 10 contacts a day. So what would that work out to? About 150 to 300 a month, I would imagine.
It's not bad. That's not bad at all. And what do you say your a conversion ratio might be? I know you're converting quite a few of those contacts. We can talk about that. What do you feel, on average, just your conversion ratio might be on those contacts?
Yeah, no, and I don't have my numbers right in front of me, but if on an average month, if we get 150 contacts in a month, we'll have about 5 closings from that. So whatever that works out to.
Now, what do you find currently is the best form of communication or the most common and effective form of communication you're using with the clients you get from Zillow?
It's majority email and phone numbers. So we're calling them and emailing them. Those are the two main ones we're using.
Okay, perfect. So the contacts you get from Zillow, are you getting a majority of people that have a phone number, or are you getting just email contacts?
You know, I would say the majority of them leave a phone number.
So you say they're a little bit more interested in, or further down the possible buying
yeah.
process than most people on
I would
other
think
side.
So, yeah, or are curious to finding an agent. Yeah, they're not just searching for a house on their own. They're serious about working with an agent, and that's why they want an agent to reach out
gotcha.
To them.
Gotcha. How does Jeff deal with Zillow's estimate? Somebody calls or he's talking to them, and they say, yeah, but Zillow says, and they bring up this estimate. How do you handle that?
Well, we handle, and you'll hear this if you're asking me any kind of script-type questions, we handle every question or objection with more questions. So typically in that situation, I would start off by asking you, well, let me ask you a question. When you go to purchase a property, will you be relying solely on the Zillow estimate of that property, or do you think you'll be consulting with an agent?
I love it. I love it. So questions with questions.
Absolutely.
How many times does it take them, or do you contact them before you're actually sitting with them face to face? They start off a stranger on the internet, then you meet with them. How many times does that take?
Usually it's anywhere from 2 to 4 conversations back and forth via email or phone. We've got a pretty unique system in which we have a criteria. We only work with buyers that are willing to do a buyer consultation in the office or in one of our other Keller Williams offices before we'll show them property. So we, of course, because of that minimum standard we have, we, of course, lose some buyers, but it gives us a chance to work with the higher quality buyers all the time, and it frees us up to have more time to go find a buyer that's serious and wants to work with us right now. But before we take them out, we have to have a buyer consultation.
Now, how quickly are you responding to the contacts you're getting from Zillow?
Oh, within 5 minutes. Before I had a team, it was probably a minute or two. We have it set up now where when a contact comes in, it's sent to two agents on our team simultaneously, and because we send it to them simultaneously for two reasons. One, when they know that there's two people getting the lead, there's going to be a better chance that they're going to respond faster to that contact. And also, if one of them happens to be in a buyer consultation or out showing homes to a buyer, there's a greater chance that we're going to get the lead converted quickly.
Makes sense. And how important do you think it is to respond quickly?
Our rule has always been that forget about how strong your sales skills are, how long you've been in the business, or how great your emails look. Response time is the number one criteria.
Love it.
And there's other areas that we could certainly improve on, but we've always treated the response time as our number one priority.
I have to agree.
We also treat it as if they're reaching out to us in that same 5, 10, 15 minutes that they spent on Zillow.com, they're also reaching out to other agents as well. And what's to stop those agents from responding immediately?
Sure, sure. Well, the other thing we're finding is on weekends, over 60% of the traffic that comes to Zillow isn't doing it from Zillow.com. They're doing it from the mobile app, which means they're probably in front of the house or in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so, that's good to know.
How do you specifically qualify a contact to determine your next steps with them?
Well, we ask them a series of questions. We've got besides for them getting pre-qualified for a mortgage, they have to be pre-qualified to work with us. And so we ask them a series of questions.
Right.
Most of them are questions about what their time frame is, where they're moving to, what takes them there, why they're moving. We go through a series of what we call criteria questions. And those are three basic questions that you can ask anybody to really get to the heart of their motivation. And those questions are what's important to you about moving, how is moving important to you, and ultimately what will moving do for you? We typically can get to the root of their motivation and why they're moving by asking them those questions.
Now,
they'll tell you, well, we're looking in this area and we need to be here in this time frame, and that's not enough. I mean, you really have to dig down and find their why of why they're making the move. And what happens if you can get into the home by spring? what will you do then? We'll have to extend our lease. Or, we're trying to find the pain or the pleasure when we're talking to them.
So it sounds like you do a lot more listening. You do questions and fact-finding.
Oh,
listening.
It's all questions. It's all questions. We do maybe 10 or 15% of the talking when we're on the phone with a consumer.
So when you get these people, obviously you said it takes 2, 3, 4 times. I'm going to pop in Michael Higdon's question. Michael's asking, what type of contact management system are you using to maintain all these leads you're getting and converting them over time?
That's a good question, and quite honestly, we're actually not the best at that. When a lead comes in, we use a system that's called eEdge through Keller Williams, and every single lead gets entered into that system, and they're then hit with, I believe it's called a 8x8 or 33-touch program through Keller Williams, where it sends them automated emails and keeps us in front of them on a very regular basis.
Gotcha. And just for those on the call who may or may not know, the back end of Zillow for those premier agents, when you do get contacts on the site, there is a CRM built into the back end that will tell you of all your new contacts. You've got options to forward, put notes, etc. Okay, so let's go on to another real important question, and I love this one. So somebody goes to Zillow and they do a search, and they pull up a property and they call Jeff Glover and they say, hey, Jeff, I just found this property on Zillow. Hey, are you the listing agent? How do you handle that call when you're not the listing agent?
Sure. Well, Brad, would you give me a second while I take a look at that property? I've just got a couple quick questions for you. How long have you been looking for a home?
About 6 months now.
6 months. Okay, perfect. And have you seen
every home we
like
write
so
an
far?
Offer on, Jeff? At every home we write an offer on, we're number 40 in the line, and it gets someone else gets it through, and we don't.
Wow. Yeah.
Multiple
well, I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, that's happening a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, have you actually had a discussion with an agent about buying power and what it means to your offer?
No, we just saw this home here in Laguna Beach and in San Francisco, et cetera, and thought we would see if.
Well, here's what I'm going to recommend. Yeah, here's what I'm going to recommend that you do, Brad, and whether it's with me or another buyer's agent, is for you to set up a time with an agent to have a discussion about what your buying power looks like in this market and what that means to writing an offer. There are specific strategies that you need to know as an agent in order to write an offer in this market. And certainly if you've lost out on properties, you know that you're probably not using all of the strategies out there. Would you maybe have 15 or 20 minutes to spare to come into the office? I can share with you exactly what we're doing to get over 200 offers accepted a year for our buyers.
Sure. So you're telling me you could actually show me this property and get me inside to look at it?
Well, we have to sit down and talk about your situation and what your buying power is, but that's probably the likely possibility. Would you have some time to swing by our office maybe 20 minutes later this afternoon?
Sure. Sounds perfect. Love it, Jeff. That's exactly
so
what
really,
I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I really did two things there. Whenever they're asking you if you're the listing agent, you buy some time by asking some additional questions, and in most cases, they'll forget that they even asked you that.
Right, right. No, I like it.
I get them off that altogether.
Go ahead.
By asking, you know, I get them off that altogether just by asking further questions.
So I like how you pre-qualified them in the process. Mm-hmm. You don't just take your time and my friend, I think that's part of the technique. If those who are listening on how you think you're going to do 650 transactions this year, I hope those listening to this podcast or webinar or listening now are taking some notes, because that's the way you have to handle business in order to create that time. You can't do it if you don't have the time management. And what you just demonstrated to me was some really good time management skills there. What percentage of the Zillow contacts you're getting currently or year to date are buyers versus sellers?
I would say in the last 12 months, easily 15 to 20% of them were sellers. And I attribute a lot of that to our reviews that we have. Here's a rule that we have, though. Even if it's a buyer lead, if we have 10 buyer leads, we have an assumption that 3 out of 10 buyer leads have a home to sell. 30% of our buyer leads have a home to sell. So we're obviously talking about selling a property, and we're assuming for every buyer, we're asking them which home do they own in the area. So we're trying to find out whether they've got a house that they've got to sell on the initial call when we're talking to them about buying.
And we're going to talk about those reviews in a second, but I want people to understand that it's not just a buyer site. People do come on there and make buying and selling decisions based on what other people share in their experience with you. See, what are your best practice tips when you're unable to respond to a contact instantly? In other words, this one gets by the 3 to 5 minutes. What are your best practice suggestions or tips for those that are sleeping, out of cell range, on a plane, with a client? For not being able to respond instantly.
Yeah. Well, certainly I think the quickest thing you can do is nothing fancy, but just sending them a quick email. We always assume, here's the mistake I think a lot of agents make. If you can't respond to them right away, you just have to assume that nobody has gotten around to responding to them. And I think that after a couple hours or even a couple days, agents will feel like, well, you know, it's already been out there, somebody else has probably responded or somebody else got it. No, just it doesn't have to be anything fancy or any excuse or just a quick response. Hey, I noticed you're looking for homes in this area. You know, one that we always use is I oftentimes find out about properties before they'll come on the market. And that will get some response, because with the inventory levels being so low right now, people like hearing that you might be able to find out about something before it comes on the market. And every agent has a capability of doing that.
When do you drop them?
Well, our agents have a rule, and that is you have to make three email attempts and 3 phone call attempts before we toss them.
Okay.
And when I say toss them, we toss them into E-Edge. And then E-Edge is passive. In our mind, after 3 and 3, it's done. But, you know, maybe 1 out of 20 or 30 that get entered in there will actually reach out to us at a later date.
So is there any kind of a drip campaign or mail marketing follow-up that goes on with those once they get into that CRM, or do you just – they go on a –
No, that's it's an automated. Yep, it's an automated email. They get emails like once every 8 or 10 days or something like that.
Okay, this is a good question. What's the one thing in your best practices on Zillow that you feel makes you unique, stand above the crowd?
I think it's our reviews. I think in our market, I don't know the exact figures, but from what I can tell, we've got more reviews than most agents in our market, and I think that leads to more buyers and sellers reaching out to us.
You got some great reviews, man. And I want to talk about that because this is a huge proponent to all of our agents on Zillow, is these reviews, and I've proven it time and time again, people make buying and selling decisions based on what other people say, whether they know them or not, period. How do you go about the review process? I mean, just tell me that, like, if you work with me, what's your process?
Yeah.
How do you work it?
Well, after closing, you're going to get a letter. You're going to get a letter from our company that says, you know, thanks for doing business with us. We'd like, you know, you to provide some valuable feedback, what we could have done to improve, what we, you know, did right, what we did wrong. And on that same letter, we ask them to initial it if they're comfortable with us, you know, reaching out to them and potentially posting their response on Zillow. Now, we can't post a response. They have to post a response. But the reason why we do that, and they send it back in a self-addressed, we give them a self-addressed stamped envelope to send back. But we want to see, you know, obviously if they gave us some feedback where they said we needed to improve some things, then that might be someone that we still may follow up with and thank them for it, but we're not necessarily going to send them the link to Zillow reviews. When it's a real good one, we'll of course call them up, follow up with them, and send them the link for them to post it onto Zillow reviews. So it's just a system, you know, after every closing that we're sending that out and finding out what they thought about their experience, and if they had a good experience, then we're following up with them to give them instructions on how to post it on Zillow.
Love it.
And for those that are on the call that maybe are saying, well, you know, I haven't even done that many closings in my career or last year or whatever, you can get them from people that you're currently working with as well. And there's nothing wrong with going back and calling. When we first learned of the capability, we went back a year or two and called clients and asked them if they would post on there.
People can actually come find you on Zillow, and they can just right here, there's the button right under your thing. They can.
Yeah, and we have had a few like that as well, where they were, you know, they just voluntarily did it.
You know,
and usually those are the ones, which, by the way, is a reminder to make sure you're responding to these leads quickly, because if you don't respond, or if it takes you a long time, or you don't respond at all, then they could write something bad about their experience, you know, voluntarily.
Excellent point.
Especially
yeah,
if the lead came through Zillow.
Right, right, exactly. Okay, so here's a picture of Jeff. Jeff's rocking. Jeff's done, as I said in the beginning, a ton of transactions. Jeff's on a focus, goal, and a mission and vision to do 650 sides. We're representing buyers and sellers this year. The question that always comes up in this questions box and on panels when I do this live is,
yep,
is Jeff all by
do
himself,
have
or does
yeah.
Jeff have a team? So I went to your Facebook,
sure,
and said,
yeah,
I think Jeff knows all these people in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we did 456 transactions last year. We don't do REOs. That's usually a question we get. We don't have any REO accounts. It's traditional buyers and sellers. We do have a team. There's 10 agents, including myself, and there's four administrative staff members. So there's a total of 14 of us. Of the 456 last year, I did 130 of those transactions, and you know, so the team did 320 or so. And then this year, we'll do 650, and I'll do about 150 of those, and the team will do, you know, the remaining 400.
Is this the team we're looking at here in the cover photo of your Facebook?
Yep.
Looks like a great team. Looks like a pretty intense meeting going on here, Jeff.
Yeah, we're at a sales training conference to improve our sales skills.
Awesome stuff. Just in your opinion, in your experience, what are the three most valuable assets you have found in being a Zillow Premier Agent?
The most valuable assets. Well, obviously the one is you know, increased business from it. I would say another one would be that we're able to share our reviews and our presence, you know, share our reviews with our buyers and sellers. Even if they didn't find us on Zillow, we're promoting the heck out of those reviews. I mean, it's in our email signature. You know, when we go on an appointment, it's something that we share with every buyer or seller. And then the other thing is, you know, for sellers, you know, obviously promoting their listings and how we promote their listings versus the way other agents can, because, you know, we can get them on the first page, et cetera.
I've got a couple of questions coming in. How much do you budget to spend? And I don't know if you want to share this information. So for our questioner, that might be something you want to contact Jeff offline. I mean, it's up to you. It says, how much do you budget to spend on Zillow per month or per year? What percentage of your business comes from the Zillow leads? I think we shared that in the beginning, but that's something you want to talk about. Maybe if it's a percentage of your income, do you invest back into marketing or?
Sure. No, we spend on average anywhere from $3,000 to $3,500 a month with Zillow. And I know it varies from market to market, how many zip codes and so forth that gets you. And we had, I don't know the exact number in front of me, but somewhere between 50 and 60 transactions last year from Zillow. So, you know, if it was 50 out of 456, you know, you can do the math and figure out what that is. I think that'd be about 15 or 18% or something like that.
Yeah, sure. The point I think you're making is that the ROI, your return on your investment, is a very good one.
Sure, yeah.
Jeff has worked hard. I'm sure he'll tell you this is not something he did overnight. It's taken him 10 years to get to where he is. It's definitely not a roller coaster. I mean, it is a roller coaster, right? It's not a sprint to the win. It's more of a marathon to the victory. But if you have any other questions, please feel free to ask. As far as is there anything else you want to share, Jeff, that maybe you expected me to ask or you think I should have asked? I'd like to kind of let you throw something out there if you like.
No, I think we covered pretty much everything. You know, I would just say that for agents that don't have teams, I think response time, your individual response time is really going to be your greatest asset. And if you do have a team, do everything you can to create a quicker response time. Put a system in place to improve that response time, because at the end of the day, I still think that's the key to converting more leads.
Sure. And what advice would you give to somebody who's sitting on the fence going, well, I wonder if I should be a premier agent, or I think I'll just keep doing the bus bench signs. What would be your advice?
Oh, well, what's nice about the Zillow business is that these people are already looking for real estate. They're already looking for a realtor. They're looking for real estate. It is a very direct form of advertising versus the bus bench or billboards or radio or something like that. That's more for the masses. This is direct. This is somebody who's looking to buy or sell now or in the very near future. And yes, obviously, you know, if you're going to spend your money, do something that's direct marketing.
Sure, that's good advice. Very good advice. Jeff, I want to say thanks for joining us.